Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Coach Unplugged here. Super excited about today's podcast. Before we jump in, I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $350 off. Seems like a great deal to me. But before we jump into it, I also like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking to build a basketball program, if you're looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking to learn from someone that's done it, this is what I always did. When I started coaching, I was always looking for resources. I was reading books. I was watching DVDs. I was doing all those things to learn. Well, you know what? That's why I built this. I built it so you wouldn't have to do all that time. You could save the time. You could save the money and just go to one spot, teachhoops.com. Come over and check it out. Let's head off the podcast.
About my favorite basketball movies. I figured it would be a great topic. I will put all of these down in the show notes. So if you want to click on them and find them later, there's some oldies and there's some goodies. If you think I'm missing anything, let me know. But I couldn't get it down to 10. You know how they do top 10 basketball movies. I really couldn't get it down to the top 10. So I've got a few honorable mentions. First one is Teen Wolf. I like old Teen Wolf. I like the 1985 Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox. I don't know. I think it was when it came out, I was a senior in high school. I think that's why it kind of hit. I love basketball. Michael J. Fox was big at the time. So that would be an honorable mention. Like Mike would also be a great one. I think that one came out in 2002. Again, a time where basketball was, not that it's not now, but huge part of my life. Michael Jordan was the LeBron of that era. And then the last one would be semi-pro. I'm just a fan. I think he's funny. I think Will Ferrell's funny. You know, Jackie Moon. Everybody loves Jackie Moon in the American Basketball Association. And I don't own a Michigan Tropics jersey. Definitely would be on my list at some point. And then I think with everything that's kind of hitting, my last honorable mention would be Blue Chips. You know, the corruption in college basketball that's kind of hitting our world at this point is it seems appropriate to have Blue Chip on it. I think it was mid-90s is when that one came out. So semi-pro, Blue Chips, Like Mike and Teen Wolf didn't make my cut, but they're all really good. I think you should watch them. Some funny, some more serious ones. Then the next one I put on there is Love and Basketball. It's a great date movie. So your date can enjoy the basketball part of it. And you can enjoy the basketball part of it. I think that's why it kind of made my list. It kind of fits that criteria for everybody. Then number nine is, in my opinion, a cult classic. It's The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. You should watch this at least once. There's a young Julius Erving in this movie. I'm not going to spoil too much of it, but you might have to, I don't even know if you'll be able to get it on DVD. You might have to get it on VHS tape. I have a link for you to try to find it on Amazon. But that's a great one. The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Then the next one would be White Men Can't Jump. I was one of them. You know, it's always basically two basketball hustlers making Woody Harrelson. And I forgot. He got thrown in jail, too, the other actor. But anyway, then I would write in He Got Game. You know, it's a great movie about the pressures of family and basketball and in today's society. I think that one came out late 90s. Then another cult classic, in my opinion, would be Fast Break. The guy from Welcome Back, Kotter. And it's about a New York basketball enthusiast who wants to be a coach. And he's basically, I've thought about all of us that are listening to this. We all wanted to be coaches, and he gets offered this job in a small Nevada college town. And it's, anyway, you should watch his Fast Break. It's a 1979 release. Next one would be Glory Road. Obviously, the Texas Western Don Haskins, all African-American starting lineup in college basketball, win the national championship. Everybody should watch Glory Road at some point. Next one is Hoop Dreams. I love this. It's a documentary about two kids, kind of, you know, how many kids have actually had the hoop dream and then had to experience the hoop dreams as it's kind of gone through. Next one would be Coach Carter. You know, I love that. Puts his team, his academics before the, you know, we all do that, but kind of putting that before everything else came. And then number two is Space Jams. I hear there's a remake of Space Jams coming out with LeBron. I hope so. I think it's a great one. You know, it's got Larry Bird in there. It's got, who else is it? Oh, it's Charlie Barkley. It has a couple other guys in there. I think it's, no. And then my number one is Hoosiers. I think everybody should watch Hoosiers. Again, it came out my freshman year in college. You know, it's about the small town Indiana team that could win it all. And then I put on, even though in my list on the show notes, I put a kind of a side note one, White Shadow. It was a great, I remember in middle school sitting in the showers and singing like they do in the White Shadow. If you've ever watched White Shadow, it's a TV show that I loved. It's about a white coach and an African-American team. And so you should go check it out. I will put all these, my list, my top 10 and my four honorable mentions down below. And again, I'm sorry, no intro, no flashy, you know, teachhoops.com or anything like that in this week's episode, just because I wanted to get it out. I love this. I will put everything down in the show notes for you so you can check these great movies out. Take 10 minutes out of your season. Go watch one of them. I think you'll really enjoy it. So have a great week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.